From the orcas, from Grandma, was it? Yes?
Granny, yeah.
Granny. And here we are. And how many years has it been?
We started this in 2014. So,
wow, 12 years.
12 years. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. It's
amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really great. And it's such a, there's such a nice core group of people that show up every month and keep doing the work. And then we have all these other people who float in and out as they can. And it's just beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, let's get started here. So welcome, everyone, to this first Friday of the month, Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'm your hostess today. And as we were just talking about, you know, this happens every first Friday of the month. Please come whenever you can. Share it with your friends and family. It's always great to have a nice crowd on the call. And as of right now, we've got 60 people. So it'll probably go up because there's always people that come in after we've started. And I'm really excited today to have an old friend here to lead the meditation. Joe Noonan, and I don't know, I met you, well, more than 14 years ago. I'm sure it was before they started. Yeah. And we worked on our chapters together for Dolphins and Whales Forever. And you were at one of the Cetacean Summits, weren't you?
Yeah, both of them.
Both of them.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So, and then of course I've seen you in Bimini over the years when I was leading dolphin trips. Joe is really, really super connected to the water and to whales and dolphins. And he's been leading wild dolphin retreats for groups and especially for families, and he does custom trips for about 30 years now. And those trips he does are primarily in Hawaii and in the Bahamas in Bimini. And you can find out about his trips at dolphinwhisperer.org. And he also has a lot of YouTube videos of dolphins and whales. We're getting some weird feedback here, Joe. I don't know if it's you or I'm trying to see if it's somebody else.
How's that? Is that better?
Yeah. Yeah. It was like,
great.
It was like you were picking up a radio station or something.
Uh-huh.
So, probably the whales talking through your kayak.
There we go. There we go.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So anyway, I also, you know, before I turn this over to Joe, I wanted to let you know that he does have a dolphin trip coming up in Bimini from June 21 to 26. And if you have not experienced swimming with the Bimini dolphins, don't put it off any longer. They are astounding. And Joe has a really deep and unique connection with those dolphins. So I can guarantee you, you would have an amazing time there with him. So, Joe, what have you got for us today?
Wow. Wow. Mary, thank you. And thanks, everybody on the call. I got a whole lot of excitement and appreciation, and my tail is wagging. I'm sitting in a kayak. I'm about 3/4 of a mile offshore here in Maui at a favorite spot. And, you know, I write down, I get some ideas before. I'm blessed to be able to do this annually and join and share my love of the ocean and water. And I get a lot of inspiration about what wants to be shared. And I just want to say to everybody on the call, and even to those listening after, on some level, we're all here now. And we're all where you are, and you're all where I am. And the whales are here, the dolphins are here, the ocean is here, Gaia is here, all of it. And earlier I said, the sun is being over Haleakala. And I got an immediate guidance. It was like, no, the earth revolves around the sun. And it's very poignant to me because we tend to think, we're very egocentric. Everything revolves around us. And yet we're the drop of the ocean of oneness. And when I remember that, it's like, okay, I get to tune into the me that is we. We are one. We are the ocean. We are all of this. And what comes through is the invitation to each of us that on this call today, that a piece of our greater knowing, our greater wisdom, that we allow and invite and make room and give permission for our greater knowing, the remembering the truth of who and what we are. I know when I remember that, I just feel so expanded, and I feel even more honored to be able to be out here and reflect to you. Oh, I just heard a whale blow. There's a couple of whales behind me. That in recognition of us is 60 individuals, 60 plus, but more, we're more than that. We're oneness. And we, with our combined devotion and excitement and love and reverence, we get to see the ocean as we know she truly is, which is just like us, eternally pure, whole, totality, vibrant, ecstatic, alive. And the more time I spend in ocean, it's like I invite you right now to, if you do have a water bottle handy, to grab it and give it a shake. Give it a shake and say, I am that I am. I am that I am. And this water that's in me, and maybe even jump up and down, the water that's in you, I am that I am. I am ecstatically alive and healthy, and I love seeing the beauty of the world, of the waters of the world, and I choose to see them as vibrant and alive and healthy. And I give love and thanks to the beauty of the oceans, the lakes, the streams, the pools, the puddles, the rain, all of it. It's all the same water. And as we shake our water bottles and just put our exuberant, our love, our appreciation in it. And, we go in and out of our humanness. We go in and out of our awareness. We forget, we get stressed, oh, there's another whale blow from another direction. We get stressed, we forget in our humanness, and then we remember. And our moments of remembering are so powerful. It's such a pure reconnection that it just clears all the lower frequency that we in our human incarnation can experience. I think it's beautiful that we chose to incarnate, chose to forget the depth of our connection. I feel like dolphins and whales don't take the same depth of veils of forgetting. They remember. They still remember they're one with everything. And I think that's a part of why I love them so much. I think that's why most of us are drawn to them. Because they look at us and they see us as who we truly are. So as the 60 plus of us, the infinite number of us really, are just taking a moment in our day, this moment on this call and any moment on any day, and just to acknowledge and affirm, yes, I'm here, I'm alive, I am that I am. And in this recognition, in this remembering, I choose love, I choose to see the beauty, I choose to remember. And with all the polarity and all the horror and all the abundance and all the drama and polarity and forgetting and us versus them that's going on in the world, I choose to bless and see the greater story behind it, to remember the oneness that we are. Now, I don't know if you can hear the gentle lap of the water against the kayak, but I've seen whales in three different directions. And do they need to be right beside us to be here? No. They're like, okay, you're here with us. And I think part of what is so attractive for us about them is how much of the time they are in that greater awareness. So, of course, they're part of this call. Oh, it's so beautiful just to hear them blow. And so the sun isn't rising. The earth is turning. And now the sun is above Haleakala, and it's just warming up the air. Gosh. And about 100 yards over there is a whale. Just dove. And there's a whale watch boat headed towards the whale. It might ring a bell for many of us here, the excitement of all the people on the boat. This beautiful reunion, this beautiful recognition. And right now, as you're sitting or standing or doing whatever you are, just imagine our combined love growing so that you're a bubble of love and it's expanding and it's filling the room or the space you're in. It's filling the building. And you give permission for it to expand to fill the community, the village, the city, the country. And just imagine all our points of light expanding, emerging with all the blessings of all the people of different walks of life and religion who hold in their hearts a vision of a beautiful planet Earth with humanity in love with life. And it is here. It's not in the future. It's here. It's just a matter of us tuning our frequency, turning that dial, finding that frequency, and we get to just hang and be in this beautiful oneness. And yeah, we're human. Yeah, we can wiggle our toes and breathe. And okay, I'm embedded deeply in the forgetting. And I get to bring this awareness into my body, into the water, the 70 to however much water is inside me. I bless this water. Anytime you jump up and down with intention, you're blessing your water. Just taking another gentle breath. As you inhale, feeling the energy rise. And as you exhale, imagine it just spreading even further. That the earth is enveloped in our love. And we can even expand it out to our solar system. There's no limit. Our blessing, our awareness, our intention is eternal and infinite. And we can feel all the other beings of light who are holding a focus just like us. We can feel the connection, the reunion Oh, you're here. You're here with us right now. We play a very key role because we're embodied. We're incarnate. All this beautiful support from across the veil, from our guides and other beings and dimensions and nature spirits and elementals. And we're the ones, we're the alchemists. We're taking the lead of this pain of separation, the yearning for oneness, and we're transforming it. Every time we take a moment to say yes to the greater truth, that this world is vibrant and beautiful and blessed, and humanity is waking. We're seeing what we've not wanted to see, and we're saying, no, I choose love. I choose love, and I accept that this happens, and I've followed any inspired action from love to address it. Just as Granny addressed this issue through Mary, and the source did through Granny, and now through us. And I invite you, there's this vision that keeps presenting to me of humans and cetaceans in just very playful connection, where dolphins and whales and people hang out. We just spend time together in the ocean. We're enjoying each other's company. It's a future. It's a reality in some places already, where we just come up and playfully engage. I mean, I'm looking. There's a whale headed in this direction. Yeah, about 100 yards away, a little less. And, of course, I want to just keep talking. And already, you know, the image of the whale coming over. You know, in our humanness, right, we love closeness. Close physical proximity is a form of intimacy. And, you know, we get a lot of oxytocin from connection, from physical touch. And as I've heard so many times from the dolphins and whales say, hey, look, we're already touching. We're already together. And as we extend our brothers and sisters who are still deeply in the forgetting, and really trusting their process, you know, the divine is waking up through them in their unique process. So rather than judge them, get angry at them, or try and love fire on them, you know, we've spent so much time thinking would be my highest to do. Just really loving them where they are and seeing the I am that I am in them. And that on their path. And just like a movie theater, right, with all different kinds of movies, we get to focus our attention. There's all kinds of movies there. There's war movies. There's action movies. There's horror movies. There's violence. There's beauty. There's romance. There's comedy. There's nature. We're nature lovers, clearly. And just recognizing that everybody's here for their own journey in this sandbox of life. We get to return again and again to what is it that lights us up? I don't know if it's close enough for you to hear, but just beautiful to hear. They'll come surface and breathe. And for me, I like to just, when I'm in a moment of remembering, to turn my attention to the part of me that forgets and gets stressed and anxious and angry and righteous and sad and happy and all these human emotions. And just, you know, be with that part of me and love that part of me. And here we are, however many of us, 60 plus. I keep coming back to 60 because I watched a video last night about sonic geometry. And 60 and 12 have been core numbers on this planet and cultures around the world. So, Mary, when you said there's 60 people on the call, it's just another confirmation of the sacredness of us, our reality, and our everyday lives. Just breathing in and knowing that even as we exhale, we're exhaling water. We're exhaling vapor. Breathing in vapor, breathing in water that's been all around the world. Inviting its memory of oneness. Yeah. And if you want to imagine yourself out on the sea in a boat or a kayak or even just floating with a mask and snorkel, and just being rocked, feel yourself held by the totality of the ocean and nature. Beautiful world that lives in all of our hearts. We all have a vision of a beautiful earth with a healthy, happy humanity in harmony with nature. That vision shows up differently for each of us by design. And give yourself permission to fully enjoy that, knowing that what you're envisioning right now is real in different dimensions. And for us, it's a shared reality right now. Sometimes when I get stress, I just have a vision of being out in the water on a flat, calm day. And when I picture the ocean calm, I can feel that calmness inside of me. And so as in our humanness, as we go through our days, and then maybe every time you reach for your water bottle, or once a day, or however it occurs, you just give it a shake. Take a deep breath. And know that you are also the oneness. And that each time we bring calm, we bring awareness, we bring love and devotion and reverence to the moment, now there's a whale further away who's peck slapping. Humpback whales have these really long, of all the whales, they have the longest pectoral fins. And they're definitely the most surface playful whale. And he's just slap happy over there. So that whale is expressing its love of life in its way. This is we each do in our day. Now I want to invite you to Take your water bottle. And let's just all shake it together. We're shaking each other's bottle. And shaking is a way that wakes water up. And homeopathic tinctures, when they potentize tinctures, they shake it. It's just a way to get the energy flowing. And I think a beautiful way to bring our intention to it. I love it because it's dynamic. You know, so much of blessings we do are quiet and all. And here, just actively shaking. And treat this water. Recognize this water is blessed. Well, so beautiful to be here with all of you. So beautiful to acknowledge that we get to connect and be in relationship as humans. And we thank our beautiful bags of water, our bodies. Wiggle our toes. Wiggle our fingers. Take a couple more breaths. We give thanks to all the beings on the other side of the veil who are here with us. I remember one of the things I loved when I read about Findhorn in Scotland. They were able to grow incredible things out of the soil, in the sandy, salty soil on the north coast of Scotland. So incredible that the London Horticultural Society sent somebody out to investigate. How are you able to grow roses in the snow? And what Dorothy McLean, their channel, said, well, the Davis told us that, look, just send us love, and we can turn it into anything the soil or the plant needs. And so as we're giving our love today, know that those on the other side of the veil are able to use that and help us see even more beauty in our world. Well, we, on the me and you and us level, we'll close the meditation, but really it never stops. That oneness is always here, and we get to remember anytime we want. So I just want to say thank you so much for joining me. I'm blessed to be here floating in the ocean with you. And thank you for bringing your love to bear here.
Hey, Joe. Before we close this off, since you're sitting there with the whales around, would you just lead everyone in a little bit of connecting in with the water and then sending our love to all these whales and the water in the area together?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Mary. So our combined healing, love, and attention pouring down here to the whales, to the dolphins, to all the creatures in the sea, that they may feel our love and our blessings for them and to them. And all of us, just each in our own way, however you envision is perfect for you. Pouring down in the waters here, all around the world. And every water that you gaze upon, every water that comes to mind right now, maybe there's bodies of water that you love, that you think of, and our combined love is pouring into that water, raising its vibration, clearing it, bringing it to a high frequency state. And the dolphins and whales around the world, wherever they may be, we send, pour our love and appreciation into them, into their environment, into their world. I mean, I picture all the places that I love and seeing our collective prayer for healing and our reverence for the sea and for the water just lighting up. Dr. Emoto said how powerful our thoughts and our appreciation is. Thank you, dolphins and whales, for holding focus for us, helping us remember. I've been kayaking here, so it's 31 years, Mary, that I first swam with dolphins, and it was actually here in Maui. And I've swum with them in different parts around the world, but what I've learned is how powerful our love is, and the more loving attention we give, the more they respond. It just keeps coming back again and again. I feel them saying their appreciation for our choice to tune into them and to join them in holding the focus of this beautiful planet and an awakened humanity. I've been kayaking at this particular part of the ocean off Maui with the whales for about 15 years. And one of the most powerful experiences I had is being out here. Had incredible connections with the whales, so much so I didn't want to go back in, but it was dark. And as I paddled in, I saw all the lights from all the cars, and there was a traffic jam on shore. And I started to judge, oh my God, I'm going back to the stupid humans. And I heard the whale say, relax, you're a young species. I could feel their compassion for us and our forgetting. And I'm just taking some of the water in this water bottle that you have all helped bless, and I'm pouring it in the ocean. And I encourage you, wherever you have water around you, to just take some of your water in your bottle, and even just pouring it down the drain, it's going to bless everywhere it goes. And if we'll close, is there anything else, Mary?
No, that was perfect. I felt like the whales are so close. I wanted to just focus on sending them some love when we were out there. Thank you. That was
great. Yeah. And let's take a drink. Open our water bottles. Raise them up high. Giving thanks and appreciation. And take a drink.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Mary.
I've got my whale and dolphin smile on now.
Nice.
You know how that smile that comes when you're with whales and dolphins?
Oh, my God.
Oh, so beautiful to be with them And I really appreciate you facilitating us, you know, connecting in while you're out there, and we can hear the water lapping against the boat. It's really beautiful. So thank you so much.
My joy. My pleasure. It's well, I mean, we're waking, right? We're all waking up. Humanity's waking up. We're it's happening, and I really appreciate the opportunity to share from over here, from where I am, and the beauty. It's a joy to share the beauty and feel it received, and feel everyone's love and appreciation come here as well.
Great. Well, I know everyone is going to take you a minute to get back in your bodies, but I suggest you work on that, wiggling your fingers and your toes and stretching a little bit. And if there's something someone would like to share or a question you have for Joe, just *6 and tell us your name.
Hi, this is Anne. And I just wanted to say, when you were starting the meditation and you said you heard something, we were all muted except Joe, but I had a video from Soul Star Sanctuary on Instagram I was looking at. And she was playing healing frequencies for humpback whales in that video. So I think we were connected to that. Isn't that wild?
Beautiful.
And I was muted, so the whales weren't, though.
Wow. Very cool.
That's beautiful.
You're welcome. Thanks for sharing about Maui. I used to live in Hawaii, and I remember how they were when they would hang upside down and sing, and you'd be surrounded by all this amazing sound. And how every year they have a tune and it changes, and they all sing the same tune. It's just wonderful. So thank you for this today.
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah, if I were to stick my phone underwater a few feet, you would hear all kinds of whales singing. Maybe next year I'll get a hydrophone too.
Hydrophone, yeah.
I mean, cool. It's a cacophony. It's a symphony.
Hi,
thank
this
you.
Is Caroline. I'm being pushed to share a big hello from the mermaids deep, deep down in the ocean coming to say hello.
Thank you.
Caroline. Wonderful to hear from the mermaids.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is Omalai calling from Maine, and as the mother of a mermaid, I'm glad to be with you all. So I just wanted to say that I felt like I was with you. You brought me, you probably brought all of us right there. I felt like I was actually there, and I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
It's the place of the heart.
I'm from Maine, and I didn't have much of a connection with the ocean because it was so cold.
Yeah, so it's a different world. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, that I get to send some Maui vibe your way.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
And thank the whales. I'm sure that the whales are really meaningful for me, and I'm sure that you all converged there in perfect timing for this.
Well, I have. I just heard from a couple of days ago, I'm bringing her calf over to the kayak. On Instagram and YouTube, so please check it out. I think you'll love it.
I will. Thank you.
This is Saskia from the Netherlands.
Saskia.
I'd like to share my experience. Yesterday I was with a group in the southwest of the Netherlands at the shore, and we were sitting at the shore, and in front of us there were harbor porpoises swimming, and we were meditating with the harbor porpoises. This is something that I sometimes do with groups. We go to see the harbor porpoises and meditate with them in connection, in contact with them. And in this meditation, I actually was very close to the whales that Joe was talking about, that you were talking about, Joe. So thank you very much for the beautiful meditation. And I was very close to the whales that are around you. And I was in the water in the meditation. I could see their eyes. I heard their voices. And oh, it was like a very big cuddle that I had with the whales. And yeah, it was beautiful. And I didn't have a water bottle with me, but I just visualized shaking the tank of my water purifier that is filled with water at the moment. And so hopefully, I'm sure that I had some energetic influence on water in my water purifier. And but I shook my body a couple of times because in my body there is also a lot of water.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sometimes it's beautiful to see the dolphins playing with the whales. Usually, if the whales are moving fast, the dolphins sometimes join them. And it's just so beautiful to see them playing together.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Mary. Hi, Saskia. Hi, Joe. This is Ajit. And I'm in Tennessee now. And I was just in Molokai. And I was able to visit with the whales for the first time and to swim in the deep blue sea in the middle of the ocean. And so I, too, like, really felt their energy, and I love you. It's just every time you did that, it was good. I felt like right there with you, and I would love to come to Germany at some point. It was, you know, for the first time for me, it was very, very scary because I had never been in the middle of an ocean and snorkeling. And then I found myself just really relaxing, and I especially appreciated when you said that they were sending us love, and I did feel that, you know, there's this beautiful reciprocity. And so thank you so much for you doing your traveling, and always, Mary, thank you for creating such beauty and connection on these calls. So great to,
Thanks. Thanks for being part of it, Ajit. It takes all of us to do this every month. And we did get up to 75 people at one point, so yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just so it was so cool. My friend said, "Oh, you got to watch this video," and because he's an and I was asking him about, you know, the 440 frequency of the A note, or is it 432? And he said, sit down, and he put it on. And they were saying 12 and 60 have just always shown up, and he gave context for it. So when you said, well, there's 60 people, it was, you know, another synchronicity.
Well, we're back to 60 right now.
Nice. Nice. That's great.
That's great.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, perfect. Well, does anybody else have a final thing you'd like to say before we sign off?
Hi, it's Tree Child. I wanted to thank you for bringing us out in the kayak in the ocean. Sounds like something I would do, only I'm mostly in a lake. I take people on meditations on the islands in the lake. So it was resonant for me to be able to go there. I do a lot of virtual visiting with the dolphins and whales, so to be on your boat with you today was wonderful. And I have a little bottle with water from all over the planet. So I was holding that water bottle, and I actually put a few drops in my heart at this point. So just bringing all the waters of the world together here. Thank you. Thank you so
beautiful.
Much.
That is beautiful.
No, my pleasure.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank everyone for being here today, and especially Joe. I always appreciate it when you come and take us on some wonderful journey. And next month, our water meditation will be on April 3rd. And I have someone new coming, my friend Bev Templeton. And she's going to take us through, it's going to be something very different, let me say that. And it has to do with the trees. So, yeah, it's going to be something very new and different for us next month. So in the meantime, be well. Have a wonderful month. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And anything else that you celebrate between now and April 3rd. And Joe, I hope to see you sometime if you're in Florida. Come on over.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah. And
give my love to Bob.
I will. And I'm going to open the call so we can all have our chaotic goodbye.
Thank you so much.
The recording up on the website probably by the end of today. All right.
Thank you.
Nice.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.